We're on now.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva Days of Our Lives and Friends. And tonight we have Marianne joining us.
Hi, everyone.
And Miss Anna.
Hello.
And don't forget to follow us on our blog, divadaysofourlives.blogspot.com. And there's a ton of great info on there right now. And we'll have Marianne tell us some news that we broke today. You could also sign up for e-newsletter on the blog. There's just a little spot there. You just type in your email, and when you get the confirming email, just confirm it, and you're good to go. And you get one email a day with all the blog listings that happened that day. You could follow me on Twitter. My name is Carrie at Diva of Dual. And you can also find us on Facebook at Diva Days. That's our friend Facebook. And the fan page is Diva of Days for Lives. And you can also follow us here on Blog Talk Radio. So, Marianne, why don't you tell us about your exciting news that you got?
Okay, my exciting news. I had spoken with Teo Penglis the other day, and he told me that he landed a lead role in a new independent film that's based, I don't know if anybody, based on the biblical Queen Esther of Iran. And the part he plays is the evil Haman, and that's spelled H-A-M-A-N. And he's like the king of the courts, and what he plotted to have to kill all the Jews in ancient Persia. So it's that story and his involvement with Queen Esther. And so it's really the perfect role for him because he knows that history of the Middle East, and you know, and he's played a villain, you know, played Andre, and he plays a villain so well. And you can go to the Diva blog, and I there's links up there, and it tells the story of Queen Esther and Haman. So if anyone's interested, they can go to the Diva blog and check that out, what the kind of role that he would be, you know, character he would be playing. And he seems really excited about the script and the dialogue. He thinks it's well-written, and he did say for the role that he has to grow his hair long and have a full beard and mustache. So that should be interesting. For everyone, I said, yeah, so we'll see. And he starts filming next month. He already has the script, and he starts filming next month. So he'll probably keep us posted on, you know, what's going on and how everything's going. So, but that's the news.
Yeah, we haven't seen
it.
Very exciting.
Yeah,
we're
excited
awesome.
For him. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's, Teo, anybody who's a fan of Teo knows that he is extremely knowledgeable about the Bible and the Middle East. And so
yeah.
This is just right up his alley.
History. Oh, yeah, history.
Right. And, yeah. Between that and playing the villain, yeah. So, excited about that.
Yeah.
So that's good. So wish him luck.
Yeah.
You know, we wish him luck.
Oh,
him.
I know.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear him complain about how much dialogue he has.
Oh, yeah. You know, he didn't say anything about that because that's all I heard in Cape May when he did class, all the dialogue. Of course, that was only a two-person play. So, and he nailed that, so I'm sure he's not going to have a problem with this. So
He can nail anything, and I mean that.
He can nail anything, yes.
I know. He complains, yes. But he always pulls it off.
Oh,
so,
he worries and thinks he can't. Yeah, that's actors, I think, you know. It's a lot of actors,
yeah.
But yeah.
But,
well,
he's got to be stressful.
He's a professional.
Yeah, that's your,
very
that's
much so.
Craft, you know, it's got to be kind of stressful thinking that, you know, you're carrying a play with just two people, like with the one
with just
Kate
two
May.
People,
yeah.
Right, there's a lot of dialogue with just two people, right.
Yeah,
even though it would be perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. His co-star was the one who was missing a bunch of dialogue. We watched it. So we saw it two nights in a row. And the second night, it's like, okay, wait a second. She missed this part. And you're in the audience and you knew it. So,
yeah.
But, I mean,
I'm sure Teo was not too happy with that.
No.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure she heard about it afterwards.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I can't memorize all those lines. I wouldn't even know where to start. So God bless them for doing it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Plus that and have the right emotion and the right timing. And yeah.
Yeah.
And play off to somebody else who keeps forgetting their lines.
Yeah, it's like, okay, what do I do now? She missed her whole section, but yeah.
You know what? He went right over. Whatever he did, he kind of covered for it, or how he did it. It wasn't that obvious.
But let me ask you a really fundamental, critical question here.
Mm-hmm.
I could kind of give her a little slack if it was during the part of one of the scenes where his shirt was almost all completely undone, except for the one button.
Well, he did that on purpose too.
You know, I'm going to say that I would personally find that a little distracting. I'm just
sliding
saying,
across
I'm
the stage in that chair. Yeah, yeah, with his shirt, with one button in the middle open.
That one damn button.
Like, you might as well just left the whole shirt open, you know. Yeah.
I don't remember any dialogue during that scene at all. I don't know what the hell he was talking about.
No.
And really, who cares?
He knew we were all in the first row, see. You know, he knew that on Saturday night. He didn't know we were there Friday night, but he knew we were there Saturday night.
I'm looking forward to seeing this change, though, with him. So we haven't. There are pictures of him with a beard from 30 years ago when he was in Sadat, when he played the terrorist.
When he played, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know when he played the bad guy, like Andre.
When he was Andre, he had scruff a little bit, which was okay.
Yeah.
And under Siege, he did too, I think. He had a little bit of a beard, I think, or something. But, with just a mustache, no. Oh. No.
Yeah,
don't
like
that.
The full beard and
the longer hair.
Yeah. I wonder how hard long the hair is going to be. That's going to be interesting, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if he's going to try to let his hair long or if he'll have some kind of a wig or something. But I thought he said something about letting his hair down, letting his hair grow. So I don't know.
Yeah.
And I think he said something about they wore it back then, how they wore it kind of like in curls, like in a long curl or something. Like the longer, like a French curl, I guess. I think even the guys during that time. Be interesting is maybe go back in that time period and look.
Because I did read your picture. Your Wikipedia links, and this all occurred in 500 BC. So I don't know exactly.
500 BC.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Ancient Persia.
Yeah.
Which is Iran today. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Oh, yeah. I got a history lesson and everything, too. So.
All right.
Brushed up
you're
on my
remember.
History.
Yeah. Oh, before I forget, Rose sent me a direct message. Bill and Susan Seaforth Hayes are having a book signing for their novel, Trumpet, which I read, and it was an excellent book. She thinks it's September 27th in Memphis. So I do have a listing of that. Yeah. So I do have that on the blog somewhere.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, speaking of books, Teo's reading Fallen Angel. Like I said, he highly recommends it. It's good, but I said, I'm sure it's not too deep for me. He said, no, it's kind of mystery with the Nazis and the Vatican, and kind of like if you like the Da Vinci Code, which I did, you would like that. And so I recommended 50 Shades of Grey to him, too. So he said, did you read it? And I said, I read all three. He said, do you like it? I said, oh, yeah. He says, I heard about that. He said his friend Joe is...
Mm-hmm.
picked up the book, and this is his friend Joe, who's in her 90s. So I said, good for her. So she's going to start reading.
Go Joe,
yeah. So whether he will read it or not, I don't know. But anyway, I recommended it to him, so. Because he's always recommending books to us, so. I said, this is one you should read.
And you can follow Teo on at Teo Penglis on Twitter.
Right.
Make sure you spell it right.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, yeah. Oh, and this past week we had Amy Hapka's birthday.
Right.
So I'd like to wish a belated happy birthday to Amy. And you can follow Amy at Amy Hapka and follow her husband Bob at Bob Hapka. It was nice
to see
the actual...
If you want to be both entertained and offended,
yes.
We always have to have that part.
Yes. If you're real sensitive and you
his
you hate
comes
any,
with a warning.
Yeah. Yeah, if you don't like anything, if anything negative on Twitter bothers you, don't follow Bob. So, I mean, if you have like no sense of humor at all whatsoever, don't follow Bob.
If you don't have a sense of humor and you believe in 24/7 political correctness, don't follow Bob. Fortunately, I believe in neither of those things. So, I mean, I believe in humor, and I believe in being irreverent every once in a while. So he's fun, and so is Amy. So yeah, happy belated birthday to her. I think we wished her.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Wish her a happy birthday. I was gonna tweet her later, and I never had time. But she shares a birthday with Linda Gray from Dallas.
Oh wow!
Yeah, and I meant to tweet Linda Gray. Not that she cares or would have noticed or whatever, but I had thought about tweeting her one because ever since I was a little, you know, like a kid watching Dallas, I knew that that's when her birthday was. And I was like, I always wanted to like send her a letter or something, being the little fangirl that I was, and because I always admired her a lot. She was always like my favorite primetime actress, and so I thought, man, there was my chance. I could have tweeted it, but oh well. Next year, I guess. But, oh, yeah. Well, you know, they have the Day of Days thing today in Connecticut.
Yeah, in Connecticut.
And,
they're starting that.
Yeah, and they had a great turnout. They were expecting 250 people, and 700 showed up. So there were
now, is this like a free event? Like in LA?
Yeah,
it's
lots
still,
of
it's
long
free.
Lines. Okay. Yeah, stand in line for bracelets. So there was a long line to get the bracelets to get in. And then they had they had one group kind of in the late morning, another group in the early afternoon. So I think Christian was at the earlier one, and then Christian Alfonso, and then Lauren and Joe were at the later one. I encourage anybody who wants to see some super adorable pictures of Joe Muscolo and Lauren Coslow. Go to at Lauren Coslow on Twitter, or go to her fan page, Lauren Coslow fan club page, because she tweeted some really cute pictures. Or if you want to see some pictures of Sean Christian and her and Suzanne Rogers, she also tweeted some pictures or posted some pictures, and I think she might have tweeted them as well. Of them too, so they're really nice.
Yeah, I saw those.
But
we're waiting for Joe to come back.
There were two or three for Joe. It looks like he's lost a lot of weight. He looks good.
Yeah.
It looks like he lost quite a bit of weight. But oh my gosh,
really?
And Lauren, oh my gosh, Lauren, stunning. Oh my goodness. But they, it's like it's making me want state again. I was almost over state, you know. But I'm like, oh, now I kind of want them again because they were so cute together. These pictures were adorable. So, anyway, so it's good to see Joe out and about again. He's been kind of off canvas for quite a while. So
yeah, for a while.
So anyway, we might have somebody calling in later. It might not work out, but we may have somebody who was at the event that we're hoping will call in. She may call in later, so might have that and get a firsthand account. But some of the pictures, I mean, I have had quite a few friends there today, and just hearing that definitely the lines were pretty long. But
so no different than L.A., I guess, huh?
Right.
But in L.A.,
you probably
see them
don't
all.
Expect it when you're at some place like that. You probably don't, I mean, with Day of Days, you're
right.
Still in expecting it. But I think it's something like that, you don't. And I think, from what I understood, and again, I'd like to hear a firsthand account, but it sounds like each session they have them all at the same table. And at least at Day of Days, you had multiple tables. But
right.
It seems like an event like that. Like when you guys went to Burlington 4 years ago, it almost sounded like at one of the events, they were each at their own table or something like that. Was that the case?
They were each at their own table.
Yeah.
There was like seven of them.
That makes the most sense because then you can go to the
all
one
spread
you
across,
want to
like, you know, all in a row.
Yeah.
But, like, you could at least get in the line for the individual actor, you know. And
yeah,
then,
you got in
a
line, and then you
line for, instead of having everybody be in the line for 2 hours, you know, or whatever, you could go meet each person and get in line for each person that you wanted to see, you know. To me, that's,
right.
like, the way to go. I don't know why they stick everyone.
Then you could get your choice of who you really wanted to see.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't
time.
Know if they do
right.
that for crowd control, security, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if they've done it in the past, like, I know that was a DCE event, but, like, apparently last weekend at the DCE event, they had the same problems. They had long lines and, you know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, in fact, they were out the door to the point that they couldn't even see what was going on inside when they were standing in line for most of the time. So, but anyway, I mean, the good news is that a lot of people showed up for days, which that's cool. I mean,
yeah,
I feel bad for people having to stand in line all that time, but,
mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you think about it, I think the crowd was about 2,000 at Day of Days, and that was for all the actors, and it was just one day. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, the fact that they got 700 people on this particular event, and they'll go to other events across, they'll go to other cities across the country, you know, it may enable more people to be able to go to the events that wouldn't have been able to fly all the way across country to L.A., you know, and stuff, so...
mm-hmm.
Anyway, but I just wish that they would do it like the individual tables so that then you could really
yeah.
talk to the person a little longer. You know, everybody could go to their first priority first and the second priority.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, because we all have people
right.
that we're – I mean, we'd love to meet anybody from the show. I mean, I've always enjoyed anybody that I've met from the show.
But everybody has their favorites.
Yeah,
right.
but you always have
mm-hmm.
your top one or two, you know, that you just
mm-hmm.
like must see if you're in an event. And so it would be nice if, you know, you could just prioritize that way and just stand in line for just same people that just want to see that person instead of for the
mm-hmm.
entire crew. Because then they have to rush you through. You know, once you get up there, you only have a few minutes, you know, to go through the line. You know, so I don't know. I'm sure it's probably partly crowd control, but also I don't think they were expecting that many people. So obviously it was almost triple the amount of people that they were expecting. So, you know. So that's that, but sounds like so some good pictures out there. People that didn't go and they want to get on Twitter and Facebook and all that and get some
mm-hmm.
good stuff going around. So anyway,
yeah.
that's all I have on that.
Yeah, we're discussing about it in the chat room. If people were, I guess you'd say they were really excited to see Lauren having her dress in that picture. Because, I mean, she has it, like, hiked up to there. So, I mean, it's a really hot picture of Lauren Coslow having up her skirt. So,
oh, yeah,
yeah,
that's cute. That was cute, yeah.
Yeah, and Joe Muscola lost a ton of weight. It looks fantastic.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to try to... After the show tomorrow, I'll try to gather up there's a video of the Q&A. I'll try to gather it up and
oh, cool.
put it on the blog. Yeah, they're just now, like, hitting Twitter. So,
cool.
put that all up. Yeah, let me see. I think it was Rose that mentioned it. Yeah, Rose said they tried to get Joe Muscola to sing, and how much money would they have to bribe him to get him to sing, and he wouldn't do it.
Aw.
So,
yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, from two different people, Lauren, or no, actually from more than that, I guess Lauren was giving out hugs today and to some people, and she, you know, from what I heard back, she gives the best hugs, and I can vouch for that. So, you know, she's just a sweetheart. She's such a sweetheart. And you know what the thing of it is with her, you know, the thing of it is her authenticity and genuineness comes through, you know, and it's like
mm-hmm.
she's just a really neat person. So
mm-hmm.
anyway, so
yeah,
that's
yeah.
about all I got.
Right.
I haven't really gotten any scoop, but I'm hoping that our special guest calls in later because I'd love to hear firsthand from her how her experience was because she met Lauren for the first time today. So I'm excited to hear. So we'll see.
Aww. Yeah, Mary and I both met Lauren, too, 4 years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
And Lauren
mm-hmm.
is just so cool and calm and collected. I mean,
yeah.
she's kind of not like Kate at all. Like when you talk to Lauren, she just
oh, yeah.
seems so cool and so laid back and so casual. She's absolutely not intimidating at all whatsoever.
Yeah. You know, she's very genuine, too.
People are scared at first because they've never met her before. They're kind of like, ooh, you know, she might be scary because she's like, hey, you know. But she, you're right, she's nothing like her. Her voice isn't even, for anybody who's ever listened to any of our shows where she's, where we've had her on to chat, you know, she's like, her voice is totally different. Her personality is so cute. It's like, you know, she's just a neat, fun person. So I would imagine, can you imagine? I mean, sure, I mean, they have, you know, soap actors are really blessed in so many ways, so it's not like they're complaining about it or anything, but for us, I mean, could you imagine sitting there and signing that many autographs? Like, that would be a long day.
Yeah, it's got to be.
And to be that patient with everyone, I mean, we really do have
to. And
then
to take
awesome
pictures,
actors.
A lot of them would stand and take pictures. I know in Burlington,
well,
they'd sign and take pictures.
I know that NBC came out and said no personal pictures. So from what
that's
I understand,
crap.
Though, I know. But
that's
from what
you know,
NBC,
why do you think you go
well,
there?
Well, but from what I understand, NBC took some pictures, and they'll get somehow, I don't know how they're going to arrange to get it to people, but yeah, I mean, the whole thing is taking pictures with your cell phone now. And
yeah, the thing is, you want a picture with them.
Yeah. No,
you don't want a picture of just
took,
them.
Well, they took pictures with they took pictures with them, but I don't know how they're going to get them to the people, so I don't know how that's going to work, but... Anyway, so...
Well, maybe took their names and addresses. And
I think they were trying to keep it flowing, but it's like, still, it seems like, really, how much time does that take? But, you know, oh, well. But anyway, but, you know, so there was at the Mohican Sun Casino, I think, in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
So. Sounds like a pretty cool place. The pictures that they were tweeting of the restaurant and stuff were pretty neat. So sounds like a very... I know it was like a $300 a night hotel. So.
Oh, wow.
Could be nice.
Wow.
Yeah. So, So, gee, have we exhausted the amount of real-life stories that we now have to talk about the show?
Yeah, so because these real-life events and, you know, this news between, you know, they're more exciting than the show this week, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's been 2 weeks of crappiness, and the ratings, I put that on the blog today, too. Days lost years from last week and from last year, and they're still in fourth place out of four soaps.
I'm shocked. I'm seriously shocked, right? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean, so I was flipping through. I didn't even get to watch all the episodes, but, like, I was looking through the parts that I didn't see. I was trying to look at the recaps, and it was like, okay, that couple I don't care about, that couple I don't care about, that couple I don't care about, that couple I don't care about. It's like, who's rootable? I mean, the best scenes to me were, like, Brady and Nicole, and they're not even together, and they're not even supposed to be together for the next year, as far as we know. But they were they were cute together when they were talking and stuff. There was still that chemistry there with Brickle, I think. So, but, you know.
Yeah, my pet peeve of the week was Nicole announcing she's going to name her baby Daniel Rafael Hernandez.
Daniel
Rafael?
Really?
Daniel Rafael. Yeah. Hernandez.
Yeah.
And this is exactly what happened. I mean, like, we're stupid or something. The Sammy who named baby Grace Rafaela, Brady or whatever. So we have two. We had two babies with Rafe as the middle name.
And he steps in and ruins everything, you know.
Yeah, I can't even enjoy Nicole having a baby because of Rafe and Daniel.
Yeah.
I mean, geez.
Yeah.
Ugh. It makes me sick. So I mean, I'm just like, yeah. I mean, they're ruining Nicole for me, and I love Nicole. I've always loved Nicole.
Yeah.
And so excited she's
acting
allegedly. Because Daniel's not worth all this conniving.
No.
He's not. That's the thing. It's like, seriously?
PJ maybe, or Brady maybe.
It's kind of like what Tomlin did when he had Kate going after him and, like, you know, trying to poison Chloe and all because she was bitter. I'm like, seriously? He's not worth it. God.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And,
anyway.
They've only been together for a few months, and it was all physical.
So,
well, yeah, all of a sudden it's like she's totally in love with him. I'm like, I'm sorry, but he was your scrump buddy. Come on. Seriously.
Yeah, that's, oh my gosh. So he had Jennifer.
I did notice. Oh, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I did notice that Daniel and Jennifer were both wearing rather quilted shirts this week. That was sort of interesting. That's interesting. I guess Jennifer's on his way back. They're both wearing quilted patterns on their shirts. So, I don't know. I'm being weird, but you know.
Yeah.
Like, well,
Jennifer and Brady. They're like going to the Oriole.
Like
were
Jennifer.
They trying to? What? Do you like that, Jennifer and Brady?
I'm at this point. I'm ready for anything new. Because I'm not
like Jennifer and Rafe. There you go.
Good Lord,
that really
no.
put us to sleep, wouldn't they?
No.
Jeez, we could
that
somewhere.
Would really be boring.
Honestly,
oh,
of the pairings, the one that intrigues me the most is Abigail and Cameron. I love those two together, but
now they're breaking up.
He dumped her.
He dumped her.
I didn't see that, but I keep thinking
she
that's
kind of doesn't
know
what she's trying to force it. You know, she's not ready.
Oh, they'll come back
it.
Around.
Yeah.
They'll come back.
Yeah.
Around.
Well, maybe we should cool it for a while. He said, or I don't think this will work. Or,
and
Abigail's
like the oldest virgin they've had on the show in a long time, too.
I liked that twist, though. I liked that.
We all assumed that she wasn't, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we never saw anything on screen with her and Chad, but, you know.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of cool. I don't know. I liked that twist.
Yeah.
I liked that Jennifer was assuming things and, you know.
Right.
But Cameron... you know, I like him. I like the two of them together. So I'm rooting. They're my right now, as far as I can think. I think they're the only rootable couple that I have on my list. So, I mean,
yeah,
Kayla,
not Will and Sonny.
Kayla and Abe.
No.
Daniel, Nicole, and Jennifer. Sammy.
Kate and Brady. I'm still sticking with Kate and Brady.
Oh,
yeah,
I love
Kate and
that.
Brady.
Ooh.
We
got
to get somebody for Brianna. Kate and Brady. How about Will and
love
Sonny?
That.
Oh, yeah, Will and Sonny.
Kind of cute.
Yeah, they're cute.
Sonny.
I mean, they're cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't deal with the sameness because I can't deal with Sam and EJ and Rafe again. I can't deal with it. I don't care.
Oh, yeah, that's been, how long has that been going on? Make up your mind,
Sammy. EJ and Sammy seem really hot. And I'm always, you know, I like Lumi and I like EJ. I don't like Faith. But, of course, that's where they're headed again. But I really liked the EJ and Sammy scenes again this week.
Oh, EJ and Sammy, why don't you just put them together? You know they belong together. Just try to shove Faith down our throat. I don't know why they think people want Faith.
And that's what Tom and Mike, that was his baby. That was the couple he put together.
Yeah, that we all snoozed through.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Anybody else thought it was weird that EJ easily gave up being there?
He
resigned.
Well, he's preoccupied now. He's got his hands full because
now
he's trying to get custody of Nicole's baby, and he's trying to woo Sammy. He's busy with family business now, with personal stuff. So he doesn't have time to be mayor. Like we ever saw him be mayor, anyway. But
I just don't understand.
Yeah, what did he do with mayor?
Why does he keep telling Sammy, "Oh, it's Race Baby, it's Race Baby, it's Race Baby," but yet he's going to turn around and sue for custody? What, he wants to sue for custody of Race Baby?
Right, he's playing a mind game.
Well, he's trying to put that idea in Sammy's head, keep forcing it. Hey, Rafe and Nicole slept together.
Yeah, he's trying to drive a wedge, make sure there's a wedge
between
Sammy
them.
And Rafe.
Yeah.
And
but he's contradicting himself by suing.
Well, she doesn't know that. Nobody knows that,
do they? I don't know, eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, by then
he's acting like he doesn't care. He's acting like, oh, I don't want the baby.
He'll have Sammy in the sack, and then he'll have his baby. That's what he's thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Or Sammy will have another baby.
No, Jesus, no.
Well, you have a safe baby. There has to be a safe baby, right?
Baby.
Oh,
we have a
loomy
baby and we have a jammy baby. We don't have a safe baby.
Bite your tongue.
La
la la la la la la la.
No.
Freddie Smith just tweeted he got verified on Twitter.
Oh, good. It sounds like the NBC folks have finally got their act together in trying to verify the rest of these people.
Yeah, it took Lauren a long time.
Lauren Coslow got verified
this week.
Because I think they finally, last year they had someone who was working on that. Like she was saying, once they get to 10,000, like, let's get to 10,000 so we can get them verified. And then she's no longer there. And so there was, like, this hole for a long time where nobody really cared and nobody was really doing anything. And this is my perception. And then all of a sudden, they're getting these people verified. So I think maybe somebody finally got on it there. Because that's the second person in one day that I've heard about. So.
Yeah, and he's only at 7,000 people.
Oh, well,
so.
That's interesting.
Yeah, but we know it's her.
They must have finally broken the magic code of Twitter to figure out how to, It's like, yes, these people are legitimate. They're on a nationally televised TV show. it doesn't seem like it'd be that hard, Twitter,
a year ago I was emailing Dave, because the NBC and Dave people were emailing me. I'm like, why haven't you guys verified Lauren yet? She's well over 10,000.
Yeah.
And you're like,
yeah.
Oh, we don't do that. We don't do that.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
yeah.
Come on.
Right.
I mean, Betty White got verified the first day she was on Twitter, and no one really could figure out if it was her or not. But then she got verified. Betty White. Remember that big brouhaha?
Well, but then it wasn't really her, and then it was her.
But
then she didn't think it was her, and then she found out it was her.
Someone was doing it for her, but
somebody
it was
at the studio was doing it, and so that was funny. That was a funny Twitter controversy. So
Ha and Cleveland has their act together and got her verified the very first day.
Right.
And Dave doesn't do that with her own actors.
So
which
apparently,
they can
finally, somebody
the
broke
day.
The code and got their act together over there, and apparently is getting the rest of these actors verified. So that's cool. It's about darn time. So
that's fine. What the hell were we talking? Oh, we're talking about some. Jane, Sammy, and all that crap. Yeah, I don't care. Yes, so this week Sammy was supposed to go on a date with EJ, but Rafe kind of broke it up and kissed her, and then he left. And then she decided she doesn't want to go out with EJ. And then Rafe has a heart-to-heart with Brady, which I actually did enjoy those scenes, because Brady and Rafe really don't interact that much. And, of course, they're talking about Sammy. And so Rafe's like, she's probably out on a date with him right now. And then he goes back to her apartment because she's got nothing better to do. And then he's running into EJ at the Horton Town Square, and looks like they're going to get into a fight on Monday. So that was basically the whole thing with Sammy, EJ, and Rafe. But Sammy was really close
I missed
to
it
kissing.
Friday.
Yeah, I think Sammy
that
might have kissed
Friday?
Those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She might have kissed both guys in the same day. It wasn't the same episode, but I think it was the same day.
Same day.
Yeah, I think so. I don't care. I just don't care. So that's what we're at with them. And it looks like, with spoilers, it looks like Sammy asked Rafe out on a date. But I'm so confused because the whole thing was Sammy was supposed to concentrate on her kids, which I don't know how she's doing that and juggling two men at the same time. And then she went out of her way to get Will's approval to date EJ, and he said yes. So is she going to go back to Will and ask for Will's approval to date Rafe? And can you imagine her doing that? And Will would be like, what the F? He just asked me about EJ yesterday. So I guess that was supposed to be the most mature Sammy. Mature Sammy asked for Will's permission, and then just didn't date EJ anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh my God, I just can't stand it. So that's all, and that's the whole storyline. I don't get it. Oh, the other big thing this week was Chad Melanie's engagement that no one's happy about except for EJ, I guess. So that was kind of weird.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, and then EJ starts talking about, Chad asked for EJ to be his best man. Like, EJ's like, oh, and Chad's like, oh, I'll be your best man at your next wedding. And EJ's like, oh, it might be sooner than later. Like, really? You haven't even gone on a date yet with Sammy. And you already think you're going to marry her again? I mean, ugh. Oh, my God. That was just a weird episode. I mean, EJ was just like walking on sunshine because Sammy said yes to a date that she ended up canceling. I mean, it was just, ugh. Yeah, so Daniel's not happy about the Chelaney engagement. Maggie's not happy. Who else was it? Oh, Abby was happy. Gabby actually didn't. She was a little bit shocked, but I think she kind of got over it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, who else?
Chad's not happy with that, Gabby, because she accepted to be a bridesmaid. But, you know, what was she going to do?
Yeah, I don't understand what he wants her to do.
Yeah.
You know,
it'll raise suspicion when she says no. Why
does
he? I guess he just doesn't want Melanie to know. I'd say tell her. I say tell her. Let her know.
She's going to know. I think, yeah, within the next 2 weeks, she's going to find out. You can't, there's no way for Gabby to break up with Melanie as friends without it being kind of weird and not making much sense. So I don't understand how Chad thinks Gabby can pull this off.
Right.
She just end her friendship without actually ending it. I mean, she's trying to avoid her, but, you know, when they have a mutual friend like Abby in common, it's going to be hard for them to avoid each other all the time. So,
excuse me.
So, yeah.
I'm gone, too.
What'd you say, hon? It was yawn inducing.
Yeah, I feel the same.
About the rehab,
I'm just trying not to, but I feel the same.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't make this interesting.
I work from 3 to 9:30 today. Yeah, I know. I'm sitting here trying to think. Let's see what else. You know, what else?
Bad when even the recaps put us to sleep.
Carolyn hired Nick.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did.
You know,
See, I will say the only thing I find intriguing about this whole thing right now, as far as Nick goes, and you know, I've said it a million times, I love Blake Maris. It's back to Tomlin's whole saturate with the new or returning character, you know. So get ready because we're going to get it with Kristen, too. I'm thinking the one part that I found intriguing about that whole thing was Chad and EJ's conversation about how, you know, Chad's like, well, tell me about this guy. I don't know much about him. What's the history? And he's like, yeah, well, he's super smart. And he's like, oh, is he smart enough to convince the parole board that he's changed when he really hasn't? And EJ's like, absolutely.
Yeah,
so
right.
That's the only part I found intriguing about this whole thing is that, you know, they're walking around making him Saint Nick, no pun intended. He's next to sainthood here, you know. Oh, no, I'm going to revoke my parole.
Because he's a Horton.
Because,
oh, my God, a Horton always is redeemed.
Because I don't want to upset Melanie, you know. Oh, yes, I should move out because I don't want to upset Melanie. You know, he's like, you know, and Julie and everybody's fawning all over him. Oh, you're such a good person, even though you killed like 2-3 people, whatever, you know, and destroyed countless lives, you know. And again, I realize, you know, he's playing a character and all that, but the only thing I'm finding intriguing about that now is that if he really is still Evil Nick, but nobody knows it, that could be fun. Especially if he takes out Gabby, and I don't mean that as a date. I mean, I'm thinking there's a memorial, Willow Stark Memorial Rock.
Don't
with Gabby's name
Anna,
on it.
Gabby.
I'm thinking, hello, Gabby's Hood Meat Rock. I'm sorry, that's a bad graphic. But, you know, it's like, I mean, I'm just kind of thinking maybe he'll go crazy again or something will happen and, you know, I don't know. Because that would be kind of cool if he really was evil still. But I don't know. I mean,
I'm still curious how Melanie's going
to leave. Blake could pull it off.
You know, how's Melanie going to leave? That's what I'm curious about.
20-something of
27th, yeah.
No, not when, but how, okay. How,
oh.
I wonder how she's going to leave. Is Chad going with her? They're
going
to break up, I guess.
She's, like, sick of, you know, she's scared of Nick and all that, I'm thinking.
And just go, like, back to Europe, back to Paris or wherever, I guess.
That'll cause Maggie torture because she'll realize she ran off her own granddaughter for Nick's sake. And Daniel will be all tortured about it and all, and then, I don't know.
But everybody will get over it eventually.
I'm kind of hoping
yeah,
maybe
we'll get
Daniel
over it.
Follows her.
Yeah, I think Daniel should.
I mean, to me, Daniel's only use, if they're not going to put him back with Kate, then he can just leave, because I really don't find him interesting with anybody else, personally. But anyway, oh, and I know we talked about it already, but those pictures of Joe and Lauren were so cute. It really just kind of made me want State again. I hope they write for them. I hope they write. I mean, they could have a really cool story, like making up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They're such great actors. That could be such a great, you know, play. I mean, have them stretch it out over, you know, several months, not just be a slam, bam, thank you, ma'am, we're back together again. But that would be kind of a fun, you know how volatile that could be and how emotional if they really wrote it for them, you know, as opposed to Jack and Jen when it was like they went out for ice cream and came back and they were engaged again, you know, or whatever. But, you know, but I think that would be cool if they headed that direction. But, of course, I'd also love to see Brady and Kate. So, you know, but I don't know.
My list is getting so short. This might be our shortest show ever.
It might be, because I'm sitting here trying to think, what haven't we talked about?
Adrian was on. Adrian was on
yes.
this week, right?
Adrian was
yes.
on.
Yeah.
He doesn't like the idea of Will.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
of
Sammy.
You want your kid dating a Will of, you know, somebody related to Sammy? No.
No, that's, yeah.
I can't say I blame her. So, I mean, I'd say for me, Cameron, I'd say since Ian's gone, so I don't have Kate and Ian, and they haven't put State back together again, and they haven't put Brady and Kate together, I would love for them to, but not yet, anyway. Abigail and Cameron are really the only rootable couple that I have on my list.
Yeah.
I mean, Kayla
and John and Marlene are nowhere to be seen.
That's true.
Don't even realize they're even on the show anymore.
Yeah, I guess so.
Marlene a little bit with Will, but not together. I haven't seen John in, like,
they were taping
forever.
A lot once what's her name? Eileen came back. They were taping quite a bit, seems like, at first.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if they are now.
Well,
Kristen? She appears
that next month.
October 11th, and Stephanie's first appearance back again is, like, October 8th or something.
For him to come.
I just think, I mean, I hope Nicole's baby birth is like a sweeps thing. That would be cool. I still think Eric Brady, the priest, is going to be the one. She's going to be on the run, or something's going to happen, and she's going to be running from EJ or something. This is just a guess. I haven't seen any spoilers or anything, because I haven't been keeping up that much, but I have a feeling that somehow Eric Brady will be the one to, like, deliver the kid or something. I don't know, but who knows. But I just hope it lives and that she can actually have a kid to raise, because, you know, Nicole, you know, I'd like for her to have that.
Mm-hmm. And my last thing on my list, Wilson, we finally, it was so nice, but he was the one who actually got them together of all things. But he tipped Will off that Sonny is not dating Brian, which is a shame, because Brian actually is quite cute.
Yes,
because Sonny's interested in Will, and it was a kind of your cute little typical soap misunderstanding, and they thought that each other wasn't into each other. So, and Nate Wilson actually held hands at Common Grounds, the coffee shop. So that was kind of cute. So, I'm sorry. So we'll see what happens from there. But, yeah, I don't think they're finally
going to go for it. So, but yeah, like I said, Adrian's not that thrilled. And it was nice that Sonny did bring up that the Johnsons and the Kiriakises aren't exactly families you want to date into either.
Right.
So I'm glad Sonny was read her mind and exactly what we were thinking last weekend when we said, you know, Duke Johnson wasn't exactly a great guy.
Yeah.
If you remember the beginning of Justin and Adrian getting together, Victor was one of their main obstacles, is Adrian didn't really want Justin associating with Victor and thought Victor was corrupting Justin. So so there you go on that. So I'm glad that Sonny kind of threw that up in her face. Even though, I mean, the Kiriakises seem pretty... Well, it's funny because Adrian said that they're legitimate business now. And it wasn't that long ago that Victor had a drug dealing business.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It was
I think he might have, like, killed a couple people, you know, but hey, those are
yeah.
I mean, I don't think he did it with his own hands. I mean, he probably hired someone to do it, but, you know, I mean. Sort of same subject, sort of different subject. One other thing that's cool is that, you know, Ian Buchanan's back on GH, and he's filming and stuff, so that's exciting.
He's tweeting right now, too. He's tweeting.
Oh, boy.
They're making jokes about Dick Cheney and Halliburton
and
right now.
that's kind of old news. No, but you can follow Ian Buchanan at Kilt Trip USA.
I think he's back October 1st. I think he's back.
And then he doesn't appear for a while, and then he's on again. From what I had heard originally, I think his first appearance, and it's like maybe 5 weeks until we see him again or something. I'll have to go back and watch that episode of GH because I didn't catch it. But from the pictures that I saw, ooh, he's got that goatee, and he is so hot in that. Oof.
Mm-hmm.
He's yummy.
Mm-hmm.
Because he has that on his Facebook page. He has a picture of him in a goatee from a few years ago, and I was just like, ooh, sexy. He should have done that on Days. That would have been good, nice touch. I think I'm gonna start watching GH for him because
it's on
2 o'clock
now too.
He's just a sweetheart. I noticed that the other day. It was 1 o'clock and not my time zone, but I was shocked. I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize Katie Couric's show already started. Apparently, it's a hit. So, I mean, you know, if it's good,
really,
movies, I mean, yeah,
I heard it
wasn't
that doing that well.
Oh, I wouldn't watch it, but you know, but just on principle. Plus, I really can't stand her anymore. I used to love her, and you know, I used to love Matt and Katie in the Morning years and years ago. But I haven't been able to stand her since she left the Today Show. So, I hate to say it, but anyway. I won't be watching that show because it replaced daytime programming. But anyway, I just heard that her debut episode is good or something. Maybe, I mean, as far as ratings, but maybe not. I don't know. But you know, I mean, fine. I mean, if they can keep GH on the air, and it ends up that they have, you know, decent ratings for all 3 hours, fine. But I really wish that, you know, on principle, I wish that GH would get great ratings, but then it would drop off after that for Katie. Ian, so those who were fans of Ian's, either from his original stint on the GH or recently in Days, yeah, so he'll be back. He's back. So that's exciting. I'm glad for him. And glad for the fans. And I'm trying to think. I was checking in with the person who might call. Nobody's in the queue, right?
There's I think it's Angela at 770. Okay. Area code, so it's Atlanta.
She's not wanting to talk. I checked with my contact to see if she was going to call, and I haven't heard back yet. We'll see, because she was going to try. But it might have been later, not earlier. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if she can do it before.
Yeah.
must be nice living in the New England area and having all these fan events. And all of us in the Mid-Atlantic states keep getting the shaft.
Brian DiTillo, I'm not sure if it happened yet or not. He was supposed to be in Frederick, Maryland at the Giant Eagle there. I have that on the blog.
Not a Giant Eagle.
Yeah, no, that poor guy. Why don't you stay with freaking Giant Eagle?
But what is it with him and Giant Eagle?
I don't know. So Giant Eagle is quite an expensive grocery store around here.
Oh.
And I actually saw Brian at Giant Eagle in Cranberry Township, Pennsylvania, which is
a suburb of
Pittsburgh. Yeah. And I felt bad because the store in Daysville, Busy, everybody got the times wrong.
Yeah, I remember that. And
yeah, so I'm lucky.
Later or something.
He was there earlier than later. So
yeah,
I'm,
but they didn't show up till later.
Yeah, I think this store said he was supposed to be there. I can't remember. It was 4 to 6, and it was really from 2 to 4, and I lucked out because I showed up there like at 3:30 or something like that.
Jeez.
So, and so I got to talk to him and see him again, and we ended up getting an interview out of it, so that worked out real well.
Yeah, that was awesome. He's a sweet guy.
Oh.
Rose is complaining no one comes down to Roswell. So
no one comes.
The aliens do.
Yeah.
Yes, the aliens. Yeah,
well, someone came to Pittsburgh, you know. Brian did. There.
Brian
yeah,
came
that.
To Pittsburgh. But he didn't send him to
Drake did 1 year, too. Drake did 1 year, I think, a couple years ago.
Joe Mazzola did, and I think the Hayeses did. And I thought they did the Thanksgiving. They usually have somebody for the Thanksgiving parade. But you can't meet an actor at a Thanksgiving parade. So, you know, I'm eating turkey and watching football that day. I'm sorry. And I'm going to stand out in the cold in downtown Pittsburgh.
Since this is the Days of Our Lives /Lost/ football blog,
yeah.
How are the Steelers doing this year so far?
Well, so far we're 0-1 because, this year the whole story. Roger Goodell does not like the Steelers. So he thought it'd be great to schedule the Steelers to play again in Denver, knowing our best defensive player can't play because he has sickle cell anemia and he cannot play in high altitude.
Oh, that's right. I remember that. Yeah.
So the poor guy again wasn't able to play, and James Harrison wasn't playing. And everybody looks forward to James Harrison versus Peyton Manning. So
see, this sounds like a lot of excuses to me.
Yeah, and Rashard Mendenhall wasn't able to play, our star running back. So
we basically lost.
So we basically lost. And it was
a close game,
Drew's
interception, as usual.
Well, at least you're not the Kansas City Chiefs who were tied like 17-17. And it was an awesome first half, and the quarterback could do no wrong. And they came back in the second half and got creamed. So at least it wasn't that.
Yeah, it was close until Ben threw the pick. But I mean, I've been blaming the coaching. They kept having us try to run the ball. You could tell, and it's like you have Ben Roethlisberger. Let the kid throw the damn ball. Let him throw it. I mean, what's the point of having a bunch of rookies run the ball and not getting a single yard? It was run, run, pass. And that's predictable and boring. And, you know, basically the new offensive coordinator is not working out. That's my opinion. And then our defensive coordinator obviously can't handle the two-minute, the no-huddle offense of the opposing team. So, yeah, it was poorly coached. And you got the Pirates losing 7 straight games in a row. So it hasn't been a good.
The Pirates.
It hasn't been a good.
Think
they
won
today. They won today.
Did they? I think they're still in there, aren't they? For wild card, the second wild card or something.
They are still in it for the wild card.
According to my husband.
Yes, they are.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he knows exactly. Down to like how many games they're out of the wild card. So.
Well, if they were winning the past couple of weeks, they would have been doing just fine.
Mm-hmm.
when you lose 7 games in a row, well, that's a problem.
Yeah.
So, and it's a problem that days are so effing boring that we can't even fill a whole hour.
I know. We're talking about Steeler football and Pirate baseball.
Well, and my potentially special guest has gone to bed for the night, so I just found out. It was a long day. It was a long day for her. She, it was like, you know, all day traveling back and forth, and, you know, she's 15, so, you know, it was a long day. But we were hoping she'd call in, but she had a great time meeting Lauren and everything, so I thought it'd be fun to hear.
She had a great time meeting Lauren. What the hell is she doing going to bed at 10:55?
I know. That's what I'm wondering.
Wait, when you're supposed to be out all night.
I'm going to give her some crap about that.
But
I mean, seriously.
You don't go to bed when you're on those things.
I know. You're on a high. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not even drunk yet at that point. So, I mean...
Well, she's underage, so she better not be drunk.
Oh, that's right. She's 15. Well, if she's 15, she should stay up later than 10:55.
But still,
she was there before 8 o'clock this morning to get in line. So, she's not from Connecticut. She had to drive in from somewhere to get there. So, you know. So, it was
whatever.
So maybe we'll hear next week. Maybe she can call in and share this. But I was thinking it'd be fun to hear fresh from the event. But sounds like And then Zariah met Lauren too. Zariah is one of our Ian Hoochies. And she said she really enjoyed meeting Lauren too. So happy that she got to meet her. So anyway, so you have some happy causes out there today, so that's cool. I haven't heard any other personal story. Anything other than about people meeting Lauren, because I've heard from several people about that, but like I haven't heard any other like real general comments about the event or anything. But anyway, I'm sure some things will be coming out, and I don't know. I doubt if anyone spilled anything about the show, because you know. It's an NBC event. I'm sure they weren't allowed to. But anyway, sounds like fun was had by all. Except for the lines.
Anybody have anything else?
Nope. Covered football and days, and I think that's about it. I guess we'll hope that Days doesn't. Are we at the point now where we're just hoping Days doesn't tank more the next week?
Well, I'm thinking next week, if nothing changes, we'll just all come back on the show, say ditto, and that'd be the end of the show.
Yeah. That'll be
so we ditto from this week's and ditto from last week's show. You know, I mean, how many times can you talk about Rafe, Sammy, and EJ, and Daniel, and Nicole, and Jennifer? How many times can you talk about that?
Ad nauseum. No kidding. exaggeration there. All right, girls. We'll have a good rest of the weekend.
Yeah.
All right. You guys too.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.